Of course, the big weather story today is dangerous Hurricane Michael. The storm coming ashore as a major hurricane in the Florida Panhandle today with winds well over 100 miles per hour. And this storm is going to be quite devastating for the Florida Panhandle, eastern Alabama, Georgia, even up into the Carolinas, as the storm is going to track to the northeast over the next couple of days. Now, this particular hurricane is different than Hurricane Florence. It's a more intense hurricane as it came ashore. That means that the wind damage threat and the storm surge threat, the rapid rise of the ocean water, or in this case, the Gulf of Mexico water coming ashore, those are going to be more significant than what was experienced with Florence. However, Florence was a major rain threat, a major inland flooding threat, because the storm put the brakes on and stalled over the Carolinas for a couple of days. This storm is not going to stall, so while there's certainly the potential for some flooding due to heavy rainfall with the hurricane, we're not going to see those 30 and 40 inch rainfall totals like we saw with Florence. So every hurricane is different. In this case, this one's definitely a more significant wind and storm surge threat than what was experienced with Florence a couple of weeks back. Now, as the storm accelerates to the northeast, it is going to continue to bring a wind and tornado threat to Georgia and at least South Carolina. The storm then will work south of Long Island on Friday, largely missing us. I think it basically does miss us. However, it may clip eastern Long Island, maybe even portions of southeastern New England with a little bit of rain as it goes by, but that's going to be about it with that. Now, around here today, the weather is certainly quiet and quite warm. Temperatures are way above average for this time of year. It's very humid as well. We have a cold front that's going to come through late tonight into tomorrow. That front may be enhanced slightly as some of the moisture from Michael kind of gets drawn up into the northeast. So there's the threat for some downpours tomorrow, maybe a few thunderstorms. And then on Friday, we'll start to feel much more like fall with temperatures that will be on the cool side, running mainly in the 50s. And we're going to keep it rather chilly as we head into the weekend. So we're talking about a real fall feel and a real October feel by the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming cloudy with showers mainly after midnight, lows in the 50s and 60s. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours and thunder, muggy with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight becoming cloudy with showers likely, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow periods of rain, possible downpours and thunder, muggy with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of rain late, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours and thunder, muggy, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight becoming cloudy, with rain after midnight, muggy, with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours and possible thunderstorms, quite humid, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cooler, with highs only in the 50s, so that'll add a bit of a chill for sure, especially with that breeze. And on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, there may be a spotty shower, highs in the 50s, some 40s across the north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.